Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Logan Paulson.
And
I got to start with at least breaking news on the radio program.
All right.
Logan Paulson, after years and years and years, has finally gotten his ass on Twitter. You can follow him at Logan Paulson NFL. Logan Paulson, P-A-U-L-S-E-N.
Logan didn't get on Twitter.
Maddie did?
Maddie made him get on Twitter. Maddie, Anna, Kayla, all the ladies over there, they basically made him a profile. Am I right, Logan?
That is true, and it was time. You know, like they said, they'd help me out with it. Anna does such a good job. Caroline does a good job with it in terms of, like, helping me make sure I don't say anything crazy. So, and I don't have to deal with some crazy comments. So I feel like it's best of both worlds, you know?
Logan, I you don't strike me as a dude that's going to say anything
You can
crazy.
Say the most sane thing in the world. The crazies on Twitter are going to say something crazy.
I think that's what I'm saying, right? I don't have to wait into that quagmire, you know what I mean?
All right, dude. So yesterday was just the exact game Washington needed. They kicked the Raiders' ass. It got a little hairy there when Vegas was able to tie it up in the second quarter, and after that moment, it was all Washington. What are your biggest takeaways from the ball game yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a really great kind of complimentary team win in the sense that, like, they're able to run the football, they're able to insulate Marcus Mariota, which was great. I thought the running backs did an excellent job. I thought you got some really just fantastic performances on special teams. And then I thought the defense, when they were healthy, looked dominant. Obviously, late in the game, as the injuries started to pile up, there were some kind of concerning lapses in coverage. But I think overall, you feel pretty good about the performance if you're Dan Quinn. And I think if you're a fan, you're really stoked.
Like, Logan, Dan Quinn, okay, this is kind of a weird one. You break down a lot of plays. Are you going to break down Dan getting hit on the sideline?
Dude, I've thought about it. I just actually watched that clip right now. I was like, would this be too much to break this one down or
not? No, he'll laugh at it. He's cool.
Were you, I mean, because you're on the sideline during games. How close were you when that happened?
I was standing right behind it pretty much, and I saw it kind of go down. I saw his head, like, whip back, and it was a little scary because, you know, as B. Mitch could attest, like, when you're on the sideline, those guys are running off, and, like, they're getting pushed. Everyone gets a little out of control. It's a little bit sketchy, like, and he just wore it, like, right in the face. And it wasn't the collision so much. It was, like, how he fell.
That head,
he popped right back up, and looked to be in pretty good shape. So,
you know, that's why I sat on the bench. I got way on the bench, and I always, like, guys that like to stand, I said, man, stand right there. I wanted to have a shield.
A little fullback.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you're standing on the sideline and you're not paying attention completely, you're going to get ran over eventually.
100%.
Yeah.
Dude, I pay at training camp when we're allowed out there the whole practice, I always stand kind of back, especially like when it's down towards the corner of the end zone. I've seen it close, man. Those guys move at different speeds. all right, Logan, I wanted to make a point of talking with you about the changes on the offensive line yesterday. Brandon Coleman, kind of a surprise inactive. Chris Paul gets a start at left guard. Wiley gets a start at right guard. What did you think of kind of the revamped O-line yesterday?
Man, I thought that group played really well together. It wasn't, you know, like, I think this is the comparison I'm going to make. It wasn't like, you know, the Detroit Lions like last year or the Philadelphia Eagles when they were like the best units in the league. It just was a bunch of really scrappy, tough, competitive, smart guys getting after it in the front, you know. And I think it was nice to see Chris Paul out there. He had a really nice offseason. I thought his training camp was great. His OTA minicamp period was great, and so it's nice to see him rewarded with that. You see his play strength, his ability to just knock people off the football. Wiley, we've talked about it a ton, like his foot quickness, his ability to cover people up, take great angles in the run game was on full display. And so, you know, it's really nice, in my opinion, to have kind of three depth pieces that could all play at a really high level. And I think that's that really showed up to me in the in how the offensive line performed and just their overall depth.
Then also, like, when you see a coach who basically is true to his word, he say, look, we're going to have competition all the time, and if you're competing and you're playing well, we're going to put you out in the field. That helps out a team in the long run.
Well, I think, like, and as you know, B, like, one of the things that does is it lets that guy know who's the undrafted rookie or the undrafted, mm-hmm. you know, or the unheralded free agent signing that if I put the work in, if I play well, I'm going to get an opportunity. And you've been in places, I've been in places where that's not the case. And yeah. So if you're going to grind, you're going to work, you're going to create this competitive environment of people who are all striving to be the best version of themselves. And these are the types of decisions that help make that culture a reality.
Totally. And let's be real with the Coleman situation. That is a relatively high draft pick that they benched yesterday. And that's after moving him inside from tackle to guard. That shows, yo, we take this competition stuff serious. And I think one of the things that's most impressive about the way DQ runs his building, and you would know it, Logan, way better than us. You played for the man. But just he's able to push this competition, but it's in a manner where you don't get backstabbing and you know, like fractures. It's everyone pushing forward to build the best team. And that's a hard needle to thread.
It is a very hard needle to thread because, like, you know, I've been in spots where it's very, very competitive, but it is like kind of every man for himself. So to kind of, again, build this brotherhood, build this chemistry, I'm supporting you. Like, some of the best stories I think coming out of training camp are Laremy Tunsil supporting Josh Connerly and Josh Connerly going to Laremy and talking to him, you know, on Monday about the film or whatever. Like, I just think those stories are great. And again, those guys aren't necessarily competing with each other, but that's the kind of environment you want to cultivate where it's like, hey, you know, like Wiley didn't start the first couple games, but he starts today. And like, I didn't see any kind of bad body language or disgruntlement from Allegretti, who I didn't think played terribly, but again, they felt they needed to make a switch. So it's just one of these things where it's a really fine line to walk, but he seems to be able to do it wherever he goes. And I think it's also, again, a testament to Adam Peters in understanding what the culture is and bringing in guys that can operate well in that culture. Because, again, you know, Dan can work magic only so far. You got to get the right kind of people in the building. And I think Adam Peters has done a great job of kind of working with Dan to get that done.
And of all sports, football is the biggest team sport out there. And you're going to have to depend on each other. And I think it also builds that type of mindset. You know, like, it's not all about me, it's about us. And
yeah,
if guys get that mindset, hell, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
The other thing I wonder with Allegretti, with Wiley getting in there over Allegretti, I wonder if there's something they saw that they thought Wiley could help Connerly a little bit more. Maybe it's just a little bit more length. I don't know, but I agree with you. I didn't know that Allegretti needed to go down, you know what I mean, to get subbed out, but it was interesting.
Yeah, and again, this is one of those things where, like, if you were to ask me personally, and again, I don't have the film, I don't have the meeting room, but just based on OTA practice and training camp practice, I thought Wiley had a really, really threw a really solid camp, mm-hmm. right? And I thought he was going to be the guy that was going to start at right
he was
guard
good last year too.
No, I thought so too, playing tackle. And again, like, this is the thing about this, man. He played every single offensive line spot this summer except for center. And there was no drop off. There was no issue with him doing that. So I think Maybe you keep him as the backup, kind of like they did with Makari up in Baltimore 2 years ago, where they have this guy who's so good at all the spots, he becomes like your permanent swing piece.
Yep.
Maybe that's kind of what the play they were looking for there. But again, like Wiley had a great training camp, and so I'm really glad to see him have the opportunity. And I thought he had a really, really solid game. So, you know, great to see the work this summer paying off in week three for him.
See, at moments when we're not on the field, those coaches get the chance to see things that we don't. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We see training camp and things of that nature, but when they go back and they dissect everything, they see way more than we see.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that as a fan, like as an analyst, I'm always trying to remind myself, it's like I have this opinion, but they have so much more information than we do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I think this, right? I think it could be X, Y, Z, but usually I like to wait and talk to somebody first before I make any kind of sweeping conclusions on it.
Talking with our friend Logan Paulson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can give Logan a follow on Twitter at Logan Paulson, PAULSEN, NFL. Mariota yesterday, I thought was really good, really under control, really delivered the performance this team needed. How did you think Mariota kind of handled his first start in three seasons?
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way you did. I think, first off, I got to give a lot of credit to Cliff and really the whole team. Because, like, when you have a backup quarterback coming in, like, it's easier to have a good performance when you're asking him to kind of stay in his lane. And what I mean by that is you look at the throws he's making. It's a lot of screens. It's a lot of throws off play action. We're able to kind of draw the defense up because we're running the football well. The throwing windows are right there. The protection's pretty solid. Did he make some plays? Absolutely. Like the throw he makes to Luke McCaffrey with the unblocked rusher was fantastic. You know, some of the running stuff he did was great. The touchdown was an awesome decision by him. But overall, like he didn't have to do anything Herculean, right? You get a great return from Debo on the opening kickoff. It's five runs for a touchdown. Great job to get the lead on the opening drive. You get a return from Jalen Lane, obviously, like getting that total support from the team. And again, the way they ran the football, like Bill Krosky Merritt had a great day. The Jeremy McNichols touchdown, C-Rod's kind of consistent, you know, 4 or 5 yard chunks. I just was incredibly impressed with, and it really felt like everybody raised their level of performance to accommodate not only the injuries, but the fact that Marcus was getting his first start. So really, like, Cliff, I think, deserves a lot of credit for how he called the game, and the team deserves a lot of credit for, I think, Mariota's performance because they allowed him to kind of just be himself and not have to be something, you know, Herculean.
Yeah, I kind of felt like even when Jaden is back in there, that's the same type of performance you need. You know, I always say quarterback is the most dependent position in sports, and I know a lot of people might think I'm crazy, but if everybody plays good, quarterback just has to go out there and do his job. It's abs easy. When he got to be a damn Superman, then his job gets a little difficult.
1,000,000%. And I think, like, that's one of the things that's like, yeah, if you have a Tom Brady, if you have a Josh Allen, if you have a Lamar Jackson, those guys will elevate the roster. But the majority of the time, I'd say for 80, 85% of the guys in the league, it's the other way around. I think Daniel Jones is a great example of that. Like, he's on a better team, a better coach team, more talented team, better defense, better offense, and he is now performing better. And so I think when you get these kind of comprehensive team performances and a really just well-called football game with a brilliant strategy to kind of negotiate Max Crosby and limit his effectiveness, I think you see a guy who, again, did he do some good things? 1,000,000%, but he didn't have to go out and drop back 50 times and dissect the defense every play, call protections all the time. It was like, no, man, we're going to like run this little play action pass here. The linebackers are going to be 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. You just got to manipulate the safety and make the throw. And I'm not saying I could do it, but it makes the job a lot easier.
Talking with Logan Paulson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Check out all Logan's work with the Commanders or on the Take Command podcast with Grant Paulson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the Paulson brothers getting the Take Command podcast done. How happy were you for Luke just to kind of break through and make a big play?
Very happy. He's a guy, that's I think been under the microscope since he's got here, him and Ben Sinnott. I thought Ben had a really good game as a run blocker. Obviously didn't really affect the game too much as a pass catcher, but it was great to see those young guys get out there and kind of be Luke specifically be rewarded for all the grunt work that he does. He's making tackles on special teams, he's blocking for screens, and then all of a sudden you see him kind of pop on a nice catch. He gets the touchdown, obviously. And I think the other thing that was really encouraging to see is one of the things that I've always talked about with him is like his testing numbers are really, really good.
Right.
But sometimes when you're at practice or when he's in the game, you don't always feel it. And I felt on both of his receptions and, the return that he flips down on, You're starting to see him get a little bit more confident. You're starting to see that athlete come to life, and that's really encouraging. So hopefully this is a performance that he can build on, and continue to kind of show what he's capable of at this level.
Do you ever notice, Logan, that some guys just, they have it, they just don't have the comfort level to go out there and just do it?
Yeah,
and then
maybe this
game allows that.
Oh, dude, 1,000,000%. I mean, you know better than me, but you've played a lot of guys where you're like, man, like he's just not confident, or he can't cut it loose in the game, or, he's not running routes the way he's running in practice, or he's not running the ball the way he's running in practice. And all of a sudden they have one game where they can kind of establish themselves. Like I remember for me, it was the New York Giants game in 2010, where I got to play a little bit in 13 personnel, and it was like, hey, like this isn't too bad. Like I had like 13 to 15 snaps, and I was like, I can do this. And it lets you throw another great practice the week after. Then the game the next week's not as scary. And you're just able to stack performances because you're getting that experience and you're building that confidence. So, yeah, I think it's we've seen I've experienced it. I've seen it happen. And so hopefully this is a game that kind of, launches Luke to that next level.
All right. We asked this question a little earlier amongst ourselves. What was your favorite play from yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Favorite play? I mean, it had to be the Jalen Lynn return. Like, that was so fun to see. Because, like, I love when that you bring a guy in, right? There's all these expectations about, oh, he's going to be this great return guy. He returned all these kicks in college. Look at his return style. Like, I remember doing his draft profile and watching him catch punts and being like, this guy's got it. And you're just kind of, can he make it translate to the NFL level, right? And you're waiting, and it's not really shown. It didn't happen in the preseason. And all of a sudden in this game where you need that momentum swing, it happens. And it's not like a 60-yard return. It's a 90-yard return where you see the 4.3 speed. You see the explosiveness. You see him fearlessly get the ball downhill. And I was like, that's so awesome for this team. That's so awesome for him. And I'm really excited to see him continue. Again, like much like Luke, continue to build off of this and have that confidence moving forward.
Last thing for me. A ton of pass rush yesterday. I thought Dorrance Armstrong was really, really good.
Unbelievable.
Von Miller sack.
You sound surprised by that, man. Like, I mean, he's been good.
He's been good all season.
He's becoming a good player.
No, I think Bobby has two sacks. Other guys get sacks. Like, I don't think the sack total exactly explains how well I think Dorrance played in that, is kind of my point.
Yeah.
I thought he was just creating so much pressure. I also think Vegas' O-line is kind of suspect. How do they keep that dominance from the pass rush going in Atlanta or even looking out 2 weeks to L.A.?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question, JP, because, again, I think Dorrance, I agree with you, was very, very productive, but I think that right tackle number 71, Glaze, for Las Vegas is having a tough season so far. And so how do you kind of say, well, how do we make sure this continues? I think, obviously, Joe Witt Jr. did a great job. I think in this game, knowing when to kind of dial up pressure, which means they were able to get to third and long defensively, which means they did a good job on first and second down. Can you continue to be good on first and second down? Like everyone talks about Ashton Gentry's struggles in the run game, and rightfully so, but like basically there's no air on first and second down. There's nowhere for him to go. So you're in third and eight, you're in third and nine, you're in third and 12. Now we can kind of dial up our double A package. We can run those fun zone blitzes and create these pressures with Bobby Wagner. We can tee off as a pass rusher. So to me, it's like all of this conversation we've had this entire offseason about being better on first and second down. You know, Goldman, had, I thought, had a really solid game today or yesterday, stopping the run. He felt his presence. You know, Frankie Louvu shows up with a bunch of tackles, getting downhill, being physical. And so can you, again, earn the right to rush the passer? Can we earn the right to run some of these creative games and stunts on third and long? I think if we can, that'll definitely help the pass rush stay alive and stay potent, even against some of these better offensive lines.
Yeah, man. Logan, thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Always fun.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro. Logan Paulson. Check out Take Command. He does a ton of film work on the Commander's social channels. Really, really smart football analyst. Great guy. Just fun to talk to about ball, for sure. Here's what I'd like to do. You know what we do after wins is credit pie time. And there's a lot of credit to go around. Let's talk some credit pies. Let's talk through our poll question of the day. Going to open these phone lines up. Before we do it, got to tell you how helpful it is to have the MyQ app and the LiftMaster Garage door opener. Had some trouble at the house. We're coming and going all the time right now. And you know what's, we got repair people at the house. It's been a trying weekend for the Finley family. A huge asset for us is having the MyQ app for my new garage door. So if I got ServPro coming to my house, like I do a lot right now, I can just let them in and out through the garage door. I don't have to be there every time they have to go check on something. And I'm telling you, it's made a huge difference for me and my family. The new garage door just looks better, increased the curb appeal in my house, and the functionality is massive. The folks at Door Pro America did that for me. These guys are experts. They helped us figure out the right door, the right app, everything. They installed it. Whatever it is, the folks at Door Pro America can get it done. They're based locally. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. And their team handles it all. If you need a new garage door like I did, or maybe you just need some maintenance or repair, whatever it is, hit them up, doorproamerica.com. If you call today, you could save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check them out now at doorproamerica.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.